the conversation.
You're with Kate Talk.
Coming up for 25 minutes past 5 o'clock, yesterday Greg Mills stood outside Odessa's famous National Opera and Ballet Theatre amongst a crowd in traditional national dress and singing folk songs in recognition of Ukraine's Constitution Day. He joins us this afternoon to chat to us what he has learnt and what's happening on the ground from Odessa. Greg, a very good afternoon to you and welcome to Cape Talk.
Good afternoon to you.
What was the feeling like standing at this very, very important port of Odessa? And a number of people don't know, but this is one of the most important ports. It's the best known of the Black Sea ports, but it's one of a series of seven public and private terminals sort of dot that coastline with giant river estuaries. And I mean, 200 million tons of goods annually flows through this particular port and the other ports. What was the feeling like standing there, and what was this Constitution Day like for everybody at Odessa?
Well, yesterday I was trying to count them up. There were no fewer than 8 air raid warnings for missile strikes on Odessa. There were 3 very loud bangs at 10 o'clock in the morning. The fact that it was Constitution Day wasn't forgotten by the Russians, clearly. And Odessa, of course, was part of their wider plan to cut Ukraine off from its seaports in the Black Sea and the Azov Sea. The Azov Sea, it's done because Mariupol was the last stronghold. And, it attempted to besiege Mykolaiv and has taken Kherson. And, of course, it was always the threat that it was going to then push onto Moldova and link up with the Russian separatists in Moldova. But the Ukrainians have been able to stop them. They've looked set to retake Kherson, have held out in Mykolaiv. And despite the number of missile strikes, Odessa continues to conduct business as best as can be expected. And I say as best as can be expected because there are nearly 40 vessels in Odessa's harbor, loaded up with 100,000 tons of grain, among other things. And they've been stuck there since the 24th of February. And Odessa is crucial for grain exports to the rest of the world, and in particular to North Africa and the Middle East and to the Horn of Africa. Mm. And unless this cargo gets moving and the port is able to open up under presumably some degree of international security, Africa is going to suffer a perfect storm of higher prices and less food and higher fuel and fertilizer prices, precisely because of what's happening in Ukraine.
Yes, I think that when we look at Ukraine, and we kind of forgot, and we slightly forget that Ukraine actually feeds about 400 million people in the world itself. And, at Odessa itself, Greg, as many as 1/3 of the city's 1 million fled the Russian invasion on the 24th of February. Has there been a slight trickle back again as the Ukrainian armed forces sort of hold their own in that region?
Yeah, I mean, the city itself is about 1 million people. About 300,000 people left the city immediately after the invasion of the 24th of February. And many of them have started to return, and the city is slowly starting to return to its kind of normal life, absent the operation of the port. I think what we know from the Ukrainian war for certain is that the Ukrainians are no pushovers. And I think also what we know from the last 8 years of Russian aggression is that attempted appeasement against an authoritarian country of this sort is really going to lead to little more than a postponement or a freezing of the conflict and a postponement of further conflict until a later date. So, and this is why you see NATO at its summit currently in Madrid really talking about strengthening its defenses against Russia. And I think we'll look back on this moment of history in 2022 as really being the emergence of maybe not so much a new world order, but a new world disorder, with a new version of the Cold War, and Ukraine really being the anvil where this is being fought out for the moment. So, you know, I think we've seen tremendous resourcefulness from the Ukrainians. The real question remains in everybody's minds and lips is how will Russia be stopped? How will they be returned to their borders? And what role can the international community play in that?
And that's Greg Mills chatting to us. He's the director at the Brent Hurst Foundation. And it's greg.mills@thebrenthurstfoundation.org if you want to find out more about that. Thank you so much for your time describing and telling us exactly what the feeling was at Odessa yesterday on the celebration or commemoration of Ukraine's Constitution Day.